All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Is the harmony in the elements of our salvation? You know, in Ephesians 2, we read in verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." We know from Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 that we are justified by grace, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We know from Romans 5 and verse 1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We know from Romans 5 and verse 9, "Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we should be saved from wrath through Him." James tells us in James 2 and verse 24, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." And in 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." So, here's what we find in the verses that we've read. Yes, we are justified by grace. We're justified by faith. We're justified by His blood. We're justified by works. We're saved by baptism. Now, let's compare that to utter salvation. Take, for instance, the salvation of Noah. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, it says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So, there's one of our elements, the element of grace. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, we read in verse 7 these words: "By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." So there's another element that we see that was involved in Noah's salvation: faith. But also in that 7th verse, that same verse that we just read, "By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household." So we see here the ark that Noah prepared, the ark that God commanded to be built, the ark that God commanded the specifications of how to build it. So we see that there are works that Noah had to be involved in the building of the ark, in order for his salvation to come about. But then also, in a passage that Peter refers to, and refers to Noah, it's in 1 Peter chapter 3. Notice what we read in verse 20. He says, "Who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine longsuffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, 8 souls, were saved through water. So that we see in connection with Noah's salvation, the other element, the element of water. Now, would it be fair for one preacher to preach that Noah was saved by grace only? Well, would it be fair for one preacher to preach that Noah was saved by faith only? Okay, would it have been fair, or would it be fair for a preacher to preach that Noah was saved by water only? I think we all know the answer to all three of those questions. The answer is no, it would not be fair to preach salvation in the case of Noah by grace only, or either by faith only, or by works only. We hopefully can see it takes all three of those that resulted in Noah's salvation. But let's take a little closer look at the elements of Noah's salvation. Grace, for instance, Genesis 6 and verse 8. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What did God do? That's what grace is. Grace is God's part. Grace is God doing for man what man could not do for himself. God doing for man what man did not even deserve to be done to him. Well, God manifested his grace to Noah in giving him the warning there in Genesis 6 and verse 13. God manifested his grace in the plans, the detailed planning of how that Noah was to go about in the building of the ark, there in Genesis 6 and verse 14. Then that statement that we read in Hebrews 11 and verse 7, that by faith Noah prepared an ark. So we see that the other element involved in Noah's salvation was faith. What kind of faith did Noah have? Well, Hebrews 11 and verse 7 says that being divinely warned by God, Noah moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Friends, we see the kind of faith that Noah had. God spoke to Noah. Noah moved. Noah did in accordance to what God said to him. And friends, the same is true for us today. We are to obey in accordance to what God has said to us through his Son. His Son has been the words recorded for us in the New Testament by the eyewitnesses that seen and heard him speak and do these things. In Romans 10, verse 17, we see then that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In fact, we also read over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, notice what we read in verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's what Noah did. He walked by faith, doing what God told him to do. We today are to walk by faith when we do according to what God has revealed through the written word in the New Testament. But also that ark in Hebrews 11, verse 16. Noah had to be in the ark in order to be saved. We can go back to Genesis 7 and read about how that God commanded Noah to bring all of the animals into the ark, and then God commanded Noah and his family to come into the ark, and then God shut the door. They had to be in the ark in order to be saved. Noah had to build the ark according to God's plan that God very detailed laid out in Genesis 6, verses 14, verse 15, and also in verse 22. So we see that here was the work that Noah had to do, and here is the prescribed manner in which Noah was to go about in the building of the ark to be to the exact specifications of what God commanded him to do. And then we read where in 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, that Noah was saved by water. Noah could not provide that element. God had to provide the element of water. And he did so in that flood that covered all of the face of the earth. Now, what's the application of all of this to us? Where is the harmony in the elements of our grace and works? How can they be harmonized? You see, we must understand that grace involves work. Back to the passage that we originally started our study with today, Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We must understand that not of works, lest anyone should boast, are the works that would be of man's own imagination, man's own devising. What I mean by that is, if man can come up with a way to be saved, and he does that, and he is saved, then he has reason of which to boast. He saved himself. But friends, salvation is by grace. Grace is God's part. That's the part that man could not do. Grace is unmerited favor. It's undeserved favor. It's God providing for you and I what we do not deserve to have. And therefore, there's nothing that we can devise. There's no works that we can perform that will earn for us salvation. The salvation that Noah had was through the grace of God, but yet God required Noah to do things to save himself and his family. Friends, the same is true for us today. James chapter 2 and verse 24 says, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." What if Noah had only had faith? He would have drowned, he and his family, because his faith had to move him to obey what God commanded him to do. And that same holds true for you and I. Yes, God's word tells us what to do. We need to believe God's word. That faith needs to be strong enough in us to cause us to do what God commands us to do. Did Noah earn his salvation? No. It was by the grace of God that Noah was saved. But that did not leave Noah completely out of the picture of having to do anything on his part. Noah had to build the ark. He had to build it according to specifications that God set forth. Friends, we are saved today from our sins by the blood of Christ through God's grace. That's what God provided that we did not deserve. His Son came into the world to die for us. But salvation is not solely by grace, nor is salvation solely by the fact that we believe, that we have faith in what God did through his Son. But our faith has to be manifested. Our faith has to be in harmony, because then, and only then, when we work the works of God, when we work the works of God's righteousness, can we be saved. So we too are justified by grace, we're justified by faith, we're justified by the blood of Christ, but we're justified by works, we're justified, we're saved by baptism. 1 Peter 3:21, baptism doth also now save us. But people say, no, baptism doesn't save. That's not what Peter said. Peter said, baptism doth also now save us. Baptism alone? Are we talking about water salvation here? No. Grace, faith, works, and baptism certainly is what God commands us to do. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, "For we're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Search and see if the elements of your salvation are in harmony with each other. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer. Magnify, oh,
magnify. Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.